concert, 2009 Northwest Folklife, co-sponsored by the Washington Old Time Fiddlers Association. And thank you. Many of you have been over to the contra dance stage, the Roadhouse, with square dancing and contra dancing. And anybody there that's been contra dancing for a while will just get really excited when you tell them David Kaner's coming to town. As a fiddler or as a dance caller, his goal is to get people out there having loads of fun. And he'll be joined today by Betsy Branch of Portland. And play some fiddling the way it was meant to be. They're just two fiddles. Thank you very much. Make welcome David Kaner, Betsy Branch. Thank you.
Well, gosh. I know it looked like we were kind of like focused on each other, but you were all included. So those were reels from Quebec. And the Quebec music has had a really, really big presence in contra dance music, particularly in New England, where I live. And we're always seizing upon the latest tunes to come radiating out of Montreal and Quebec City. So reels are a really important part of our repertoire. They do result in tired legs. But on the other hand, you know, it's a good way of sort of keeping the excess weight off of the knees, and I can still fit into my high school pants. But jigs are a really, really critical part of our repertoire, and we tend to play them slower, I think, than the average session or Kaylee jig speed, and we're always sort of in the relentless pursuit of the upbeat. And we're going to try to catch that in this pair of jigs. They're actually jigs from home. One's by me, composed in a kitchen.
It's called the Kitchen Jig.
Yeah. Actually, the full title is Jig Composed in Gail Blake's and Jennifer Dotson's Kitchen, but so that title has just never caught on. And the second one is Over the Causeway by Susan Conger, who is a really prolific composer and publisher and part of the Connecticut River Valley contra dance scene. So let's do them three times through each.
Okay.
So do you want to play melody on the kitchen jig sometime so I can play a harmony?
Of course.
Okay.
You're the boss, David.
Oh, great. So, Betsy, I want to take you home with me.
No.
But, you know, 25 years ago, harmony fiddle was actually kind of controversial in contradance music. I don't know how many of you have run into this in other, like, traditions and things, but there's, when you do something that hasn't been done before very much before, the reaction is kind of mixed. And we started playing harmony fiddle, and these people would say, well, it isn't traditional. But over the years, it's developed into something that actually a lot of New England contradance bands are doing. I mean, if it isn't actually two fiddles, it's at least two melody instruments. Instead of playing in unison all the time, we break off into harmonies, and the role of the accompanist has really changed. In the 70s, if you played piano or guitar, the great quote from Anne Percival after playing with some sort of grouchy old traditionalists was that she was expected to be a dutiful wife. And today in contradance music, the accompanist is really has a great deal more freedom, and so there's this mixture of harmony and accompaniment which has become a real adventure, and it's the melody player who has become kind of the dutiful wife. It's really interesting how it has switched over the last 30, 40 years. Now we're getting into my era. But,
family show.
Yeah, right. But then a bunch of us got involved with some friends in Sweden, and we started playing Swedish tunes, and then all of a sudden our behavior changed a lot, and we wound up staying indoors in the dance hall during the entire intermission. And our folklore became somewhat less exciting at that point, arguably, but we got into a lot of really, really cool music. And so Betsy and I are going to play a hombo tune, which is actually, without going too deep into ethnomusicology, there's all these great forms of the polska in Sweden, and the word polska actually translates into Polish woman, but it's also a dance and tune form, and they're unique to different villages around the country. And this is one from Malung, which is in sort of west central Sweden, pretty close to Norway. And it's this great minor key, weird rhythm. It's really, really fun to play. And if you want to tap your foot along with us, it's really a challenge. But it's you basically tap your foot on beats 1 and 3. And it's sort of like a slow waltz. And the dance, the hombo dance, is really, really cool for those of you that haven't seen it. So here comes the intro.
All right. Thank you. I have another fun thing about hombos is that when I do this, when we do this at a dance, the fiddlers usually stand in the middle of the room, and the dancers dance in a great big circle around them, and it's so satisfying just to have all those dancers going around you. And I have many fond memories of standing in the middle of the room with David, and usually a gym floor right in the little circle in the middle of the basketball court.
Somebody almost always runs into us, but it's, it is really fun. So we're going to close with this waltz. It's another Swedish tune, and it's a modern sort of a commercial success. This wonderful tune by the guitarist in Vessen called, the guitarist is, well, we all say Roger Tallroth, but I believe the pronunciation of his name is Ruger.
Ruger,
but I can't roll my R's, so I was born without the R-rolling gene. I got a few others, but not that one. So, okay. Josephine's Dopvals, which means Josephine's Baptismal Waltz. Let's see, how are we going to start this?
I don't know, we haven't played it.
I'm just going to start.
Okay, come in.
Maybe I'm going to start it. It's the key of F. I got to retune my fingers. Okay. Thank you.
More from Montague, Massachusetts, David Kaner, and Portland, Oregon, Betsy Branch. Go hear them, go dance to them wherever you can.